You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. Well, last night, Muswellbrook Shire Council had their ordinary meeting, but it's probably fair to say it was anything but ordinary in some parts, or at least the closed session of the meeting. And always here to talk about what's going on with council, the Mayor, Steve Reynolds. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Darren. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, mate. Now, I'm used to being kicked out for the closed session of council meeting, but it seemed to go on for a long time last night.
Oh, it's just typical, mate. It comes down to the number of items we've got in an agenda. You know, it's great to have, rather than a group thought process of everyone thinking the same, that diversity of opinion when it comes to items. So
the general manager is moving on.
Yeah, the general manager, Fiona Plesman, has, you know, we accepted her resignation in as general manager of the Muswellbrook Shire Council as of the 19th of August. Look, I just want to express my thanks to Fiona over what she's done for the council over the 4 years that she's been there. Look, we've had a one in 100-year pandemic with COVID. There's been a lot of issues happening behind the scenes, and some of the things that that she had to deal with need someone with a big backbone, and she did a great job there. So for a period of time there was, you know, a lot of turmoil, and she rode that storm and weathered it for us.
Was there any encouragement for that to occur in light of recent issues and events?
Oh, no, without a doubt. We sit down and have ongoing conversations. Without a doubt, the general manager, the mayor, and councillors express their views. Look, you know, obviously there are items that we can be better at council, but not in light of recent views of anything that's happened specifically. No, Fiona tendered a resignation, and we accepted it, you know, subject to a normal contract and terms. So we'll move on from there, and I just wish her all the best. And at the moment, we've got Derek Finnegan as acting general manager, who is the previous previous deputy general manager. He's been involved with council for a number of years. He come right through the ranks from a waste operator all the way through. So you ask Derek anything to do with Muswellbrook Council, he knows it. And, he's a gentleman, and I wish him all the best in this role too. While he's in the interim, while we sort out what the long-term solution is.
So, as you know, I've run a number of stories on council since I've been here that have been critical of some actions, including some of those of the general manager. Has that played any role?
No, you can't take any credit for that.
No, I'm not. Don't take me the wrong way. I mean, has whatever's come of that internally had an impact on that decision?
Oh, no. It's it's a resignation at the end of the day. So, you know, we have to go through that. But there's processes that need a bettering. And I think that came out of all of the correspondence. And we will go through that. We come right down to, you guys had been speaking about the Greyhound race in New South Wales last night. We afforded the opportunity and for the residents to come along, have a chat in public participation before the meeting. We have that capacity to have a briefing. Rather than me meeting with them one-on-one, I wanted the councillors to hear from them. We had the legal advice provided to us, and we'll be providing a submission to the JRPP as councillors.
So what was the legal advice on whether they could attend the meeting or not?
No, councillors, as to whether we form a, because the applicant comes through our process, council can't put forward as a united merit-based recommendation that or resolution how we stand. It's coming through us, but as councillors, we can put forward a submission.
Oh, absolutely,
of course,
yeah.
Individuals, but we've decided that on behalf of the community, we'd put forward a united front instead of individual letters.
I'm hearing that the general manager has been offered some sort of payout as part of her resignation. Is that normal practice?
Well, it's always subject to terms and conditions. She's resigned, mate. There's entitlements, etc., that are available. So,
but anything on top of her entitlements?
Well, there's confidential stuff that has been negotiated, but that's in line with her resignation. So, yeah, there's nothing. I wouldn't look too far into it, but it's, you know, she has resigned. We've accepted it. And, I just, again, express my...
I'm just curious from my background in public service as well why someone would be given anything apart from their entitlements. Like, why would you if they've resigned?
Yeah, well, it comes down to that she's on leave until the 19th of August, and we've accepted her resignation. So as of the 19th of August, she'll no longer be the general manager of Muswellbrook Shire Council. So
can you say no ratepayers' money is going to be paid to her for resigning, apart from whatever her entitlements are under the relevant, you know, employment rules or acts or whatever you want to call them?
Well, she had a contract, and that's all I'll say, is that not going to get caught up in it, and she resigned. So it's a contract, and there's obligations that we've got under that contract. So, yeah.
Is it fair to say that a number of councils had issues in dealing with the general manager as well?
They're probably not happy with me at sometimes too, but I guess that's just life, Darren.
No, we all get that.
At the end of the day, Fiona resigned. I have no doubt that every day that I wake up, that head into council, there's someone not happy with myself or happy with another staff member. That's just life. That's how it rolls. In any workplace, you'll find that. So,
yep.
I mean, you could walk out this door today and have had a good relationship with someone yesterday and a different outcome again today. It's just the workplace environment, mate, that it does happen. But look, yeah, we've just accepted a resignation, and now we move on. And we let Fiona, she's going to be, of course, she's not retiring. She's on leave, and she's pursuing other avenues. So I wish her all the best. And
Mayor Steve Reynolds, thanks very much for the update and joining us on Hunter Valley today.
Mate, anytime. I'm happy to come in and have a chat to you.
At the Mayor of Muswellbrook Shire, Steve Reynolds, on Hunter Valley today on 981 2NM.